Have you ever considered that your very existence is the result of countless improbable events? David Spiegelhalter opens with this mind-bending realization. His mother narrowly escaped pirates, his parents met during wartime, and his father survived both a plane crash and tuberculosis. We're all walking miracles of probability. In a world obsessed with prediction and control, Spiegelhalter offers something counterintuitive yet liberating, embracing uncertainty as fundamental to human existence. This isn't just academic theory, it's a framework for living. Tech titans like Bill Gates and Elon Musk have embraced these principles for decision-making, while public health officials applied them during the pandemic. What if uncertainty isn't something to fear, but rather something to understand and even appreciate? Flip a coin, catch it, and peek at it while hiding it from you. For me, there's zero uncertainty. I know the outcome. For you, it's complete uncertainty, a 50-50 chance. Same coin, different relationships with uncertainty. This reveals something profound. Uncertainty isn't a property of the world, but a relationship between an observer and what they observe. It's your probability, not the probability. Consider poker player Phil Ivey, who won $7.7 million using edge sorting, noticing imperfections on card backs to reduce his uncertainty about upcoming cards. The casino remained uncertain, creating an asymmetry Ivey exploited. Though the UK Supreme Court ruled this cheating, it perfectly illustrates how uncertainty can be personal. Our tolerance for uncertainty varies between individuals and contexts. Those with high uncertainty and tolerance risk anxiety and depression. Yet, when 1,000 German adults were asked if they wanted to know when they would die, 88% said no. For Christmas gifts, 60% preferred surprise. Sometimes, uncertainty itself is the gift. What does probable mean to you? Research across 25 countries shows interpretations ranging from 25% to 90%. This ambiguity can be catastrophic. During the Bay of Pigs fiasco, the Joint Chiefs' 30% chance of success was translated to fair chance for President Kennedy, who interpreted it as reasonable odds and approved the disastrous invasion that strengthened Castro's position. Even professionals disagree widely. Medical experts show vast differences when quantifying terms like likely side effect or rare complication, directly impacting patient care. This vagueness has prompted organizations to standardize. The Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change defines likely as 66 to 100%, while U.S. intelligence agencies consider it 55 to 80%. Before the 2011 Osama bin Laden raid, intelligence officers analyzing the same data gave probability estimates ranging from 30-40% to 80-90% that he was in the compound. Obama ultimately called it 50-50 before approving the mission. The best forecasters consistently aggregate multiple perspectives, examine their thinking processes, and maintain intellectual humility, readily updating beliefs when new evidence emerges. Despite gambling with dice for millennia, found in Egyptian tombs from 3,000 years ago, formal probability theory emerged remarkably late. Early dice lacked symmetry, outcomes were attributed to divine intervention rather than mathematics, and inadequate numerical systems persisted until Arabic numerals replaced Roman ones around 1200 CE. The breakthrough came from Girolamo Cardano, c. 1500 to 1571, an Italian physician and gambler who recognized that symmetrical dice should yield equal probabilities. By enumerating all 36 possible outcomes when throwing two dice, he calculated specific total probabilities. His work remained unpublished until 90 years after his death due to gambling's questionable reputation. The problem of points, fairly dividing stakes in interrupted games, challenged mathematics for centuries. Pierre de Fermat and Blaise Pascal's 1650s correspondence established probability theory's foundation. Probabilities range from 0 to 1, add probabilities of mutually exclusive events, multiply probabilities of independent sequential events. Even Giacomo Casanova, beyond his romantic reputation, established Paris's national lottery in 1757 as a mathematical achievement. He calculated odds, ensuring only 44% of wagers returned as prizes, generating 4% of national income while creating an illusion of control for players. Have you heard about Ron Biderman's trousers? When backpacker Doug had his clothes stolen in Miami, Ron gave him a striped shirt. Years later in London, Doug met a girl who not only knew Ron, but was wearing matching trousers also given by Ron. Such seemingly impossible coincidences occur regularly because of the law of truly large numbers. Given enough opportunities, even rare events will happen. In a group of just 23 random people, there's a 50% chance two share a birthday, meaning in more than half of football matches, two players have the same birthday. Our misconception is that random doesn't mean uniform. Randomly scattered rice grains naturally form clusters on a map. Whether cancer cases or accidents, randomness produces uneven distributions. Events cluster purely by chance. In demonstrations, students easily spot fake coin flip sequences because genuine random sequences contain longer runs than expected. A random sequence of 20 flips has a 78% probability of containing at least 4 consecutive heads or tails, something people rarely include when creating random sequences. Luck occurs when events outside our control, often perceived as improbable, random occurrences, help or harm us. David Flussfetter defines it as the action of chance taken personally. While lack of control is central, lucky outcomes frequently reveal more influence than first apparent, such as when preparation meets unexpected opportunity. Philosophers have categorized moral luck into useful types: resultant luck, identical situations with different outcomes; circumstantial luck, being in the right, wrong place; and constitutive luck, who you were born as. Luck's role can be quantified in certain domains. In professional sports, approximately 42% of the 2022-23 English Premier League's point spread stems from random chance rather than skill. The German Bundesliga shows even more randomness at 58%. When plotting teams' average points with probability intervals, significant overlap appears between teams, indicating insufficient matches to determine true team quality. This mathematical approach confirms what many intuitively understand. Even in highly competitive environments, random chance significantly influences outcomes. Success typically requires both skill and luck in proportions rarely acknowledged. Reverend Thomas Bayes defined probability as the ratio of expected winnings to potential payoff, framing it as subjective belief. His insight was that initial beliefs about unknowns are revised after observing data, creating new foundations for estimates. Bayes' theorem formalizes this updating process. PR A given B equals PR B given A times PR A divided by PRB. We start with a prior probability that transforms into a posterior probability after observing evidence. Alan Turing applied this reasoning to break Enigma codes, defining probability as the fraction of cases in which an event may happen given the evidence. Cromwell's rule advises never assigning absolute certainty, probability 1 or 0, to anything unless logically necessary. This intellectual humility keeps us open to unexpected events, referencing Oliver Cromwell's 1650 plea, "Think it possible you may be mistaken." Effective communication of uncertainty requires acknowledging what's known and unknown, explaining investigation efforts, offering interim advice, and noting that guidance may evolve. Trustworthy communication informs rather than persuades, and acknowledges evidence limitations. Wisdom lies not in eliminating uncertainty, but in dancing with it, understanding its patterns while accepting what remains unknown.